This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations out there along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website, as well as to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America, and also to some of the great independent stations that scattered out across the United States of America. And we're so honored and happy to be on all those different places, as well as broadcasting on the Internet. We're streaming live on the Internet, GCNlive.com. My website as well, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go down towards the bottom of the page, click the Listen Live link, and you'll hear it right there. And then we stream the same show the rest of the day till the new one comes on the next night. And, of course, most of the radio stations that we're on also have streaming, so you can hear us over there. Not to mention the fact that we're on iHeart, we're on Odyssey, we're on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player, and Apple. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, for getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx, the UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang hauling the mail. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel and the oil and all of that to us so that we can get out there and go ourselves. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, again, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, first we go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's hanging around with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And now we go down to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, great to be hanging with you, Captain and Professor.
Yes, sir. How about if we start out with a pledge? You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the
republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, got to talk shop here. What on earth is going on? Zelensky was in, Denmark, to thank the Denmark folks and also the Netherlands. I think he stopped off there, too, for the F-16s he's going to be getting. We understand from the original message that they might not see him till 2024. Do you know something any different?
No, that's what I've heard, too, although they promised it by the end of this year, which would be 2023, but it may be in reality, because there was the agreements they made, especially says, hey, we got to work out some things with the allies, meaning NATO and even the European Union, before they could do that. So that's not going to happen overnight. But actually, he's talking with the Greeks now, who have been very, very supportive of the Ukrainians, and they have they have made some promises. I would say promises. They have said that they will work to help to train Ukrainian pilots on those F-16s that are coming from the other European nations. And, of course, he's engaged right now in Greece or with the Greeks and with Benzo Lab because it's the Balkan leaders are meeting right now. And, of course, Zelensky and Ukraine is part and parcel of that. They've been very supportive, notwithstanding some of the infighting between Greece and Albania, which always kind of overlays what's going on there. But, yeah, the war in Ukraine, it was front and center there, as it has been in all of Zelensky's travels throughout the European Union, and now with the Balkan nations. And he's drumming up wanting support, and that's what he's done.
Well, I realize that it's nice to have a positive attitude, but Zelensky is confident that Russia will lose the war. Really?
Yeah, well, I think he's using the right tone. In fact, I think he's kind of a rookie. He started off doing this thing ahead of the game for a guy that was just a media guy. It's kind of funny. Here in the United States, people are making fun of it. It says, well, so-and-so candidate, all they were wanted to be a media and a podcaster. But lo and behold, and even Donald Trump himself was originally just a media guy. So I laugh about that. So Zelensky is clearly front and center on that. And, yeah, is it overly optimistic? Well, I think in private he knows that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. It's been a long haul. But I don't blame him for paying that tone. And there is some reasons for him to believe that, and that's the tone he's got to take in the midst of, because he's got to play off of what the European Union is saying and what the United States is and is not doing, and day-to-day how much attention that we pay. And he's got to pay attention to what Russia, China, and Iran are doing. So, yeah, I think he's doing about what he could do. I wouldn't say, hey, do this, do that, or the other.
Okay, now NATO is still telling Ukraine that once they get themselves under control and they get more control and the war is either over with, I don't know if they use the word war is over, but once they are more solidly in the scheme of things over there in Ukraine, that they'll consider bringing them into NATO. But I think it's almost contingent to stopping fighting with Russia. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely, as it should be. I think some of the, good Lord, about a year and a half ago, some of that talk about entering NATO, and that was mainly folks that just really wanted to go to war badly, and they wanted to force our hand because if they're not in NATO, it changes the rules.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back. More with the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and, of course, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll be right back right after this short break. Be back in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the conversation I'm having with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and Kevin and also Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, if you serve, you save, and all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS firefighter or police, and all church pastors too, get a great deal afforded to them at Moss Nissan. Now, Nissan locations are the flagship store, Newport Richey, right there at 19 and 54. Look for the great big American flag up in the air. I was watching the other day, and I measured it from the first time I saw it, coming west on 54, I was 2 miles away, and I could see that flag up in the air. That's how tall it is and how big it is. And, of course, they've got Nissan and Acura, also located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right there in the north part of Tampa, side by side. And, of course, the brand-new facility in Brooksville, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, on State Route 50, and right there just up against the Suncoast Parkway, the Suncoast Parkway that's right there. Now, keep all that in mind, and don't forget, you can go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you, and it'll get you a good deal as well. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Okay, back to the telephone line. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Secondly, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, sir. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I got to get that out there because I'm very proud to be a member of that, and you do a great job with that.
Well, thank you for that. We're delighted to have you a part of us as well, for sure.
Yep. I keep a low profile. I like keeping a low profile. Now, we do have a caller, and it's one of our regular callers. Let's go over here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just want to ask the colonel, does he think that once we give
the Ukrainian guy, I can't remember, these F-16s and some of this advanced weapon, that he will keep his word and use and not go ahead and use them too aggressively. And the second thing I wanted to ask him, does he think that Rebek has a chance to catch up and pass DeSantis, as I think he's been doing pretty good lately on his stuff? Because Bill Maher gave him a lot of compliments when he was talking with him. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, Ramaswamy is talking about there. And, of course, he right now in one of the polls is 1 point ahead of DeSantis.
Yeah, he's not doing well in Iowa at all. But, hey, listen, here's the thing. Once you're the front runner, you're the target for most of the media. And so I noticed as soon as Vivek started to surge, if you scroll around some of the media things, you notice there's an uptick. And some of us are very, very small, but it's like John McCain, who thought he was the darling of the media, but all of a sudden when he was the guy, they just laid into him full class. It is, oh, I thought you were my friends. No, we never were. And he didn't pick up on that. And so Republicans are kind of slow to learn that. So, yeah, easy come, easy go when it comes to support. You got true friends and you got fair weather friends.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
All right, well, good morning, Kevin. And wanted to ask you real briefly here, you know, we hear so much about what might happen with Donald Trump in the general election. We all sort of see this trajectory for the primaries, but the general election could have some hurdles that Trump would have to try to get over. But no one's really talking so much about Biden in the general election. It seems to me that if Trump would have negatives, Biden's going to have a lot of negatives, even just for things he's done in the last few days, like, you know, we want to ask you about the Maui situation. No comment. Then he goes and he talks this weird story about his house getting struck by lightning or something like that. There just seems to be a lot of things that Joe Biden would have to overcome, don't you think?
Yeah, Professor, real quick, I don't want to pretend like I was ignoring Beebe's question with the call-in. Yeah, the F-16 is by its very design an offensive weapon. So it's almost ludicrous to say, hey, that he won't use F-16. Zelensky and Ukraine won't use them for offensive, aggressive purposes. Of course they will.
Sure.
And we know that, and the EU knows that. So that's the answer to Backham and Bob. But, yeah, it's like I was telling the captain during the break, I am increasingly growing skeptical that Biden is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party.
You and me both.
Yeah, increasingly you look at that, and you follow what the mainstream media is doing that, and it's almost like his handlers are starting to incrementally say, hey, Joe, you're on your own. Because, one, they're allowing him to do some incredibly ludicrous things without comment, without backup, other than his spokesman to have to do that day in and day out. But I think that's no guarantee. Even if it is Biden, it's not a shoo-in if Trump is the presumptive nominee for Republicans in a general election, because we don't know how these indictments will play out or how thoughts are. And we kind of know what most Republicans are pulling up. That can change after you get through, Super Tuesday in particular, even if he's the presumptive nominee. So there's absolutely no guarantee, one, that Biden will be the Democratic nominee. And I would think, don't be quick to say that former President Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. Let's wait and see. Too many other shoes to drop, too much going on.
Kyle, you and I talked about something earlier about the arraignment on Thursday of Donald Trump, and that they've got the $200,000 bond he's going to have to post to get out of jail thing. And there's quite a lot of stipulation on that $200,000 bond, correct?
Well, that's right. I believe that he is not able to discuss this case, basically.
Nobody.
Especially on social media. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, nobody. No social media, no private conversation, no nothing. Can't even talk about it. So they're putting the clamps on him. And I think they're restricting his movement, too, and as far as can't leave the country or something like that. I think I heard that.
Well, this is a really very bizarre case, and I would like to ask Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about this as well. This is an election. This is a candidate who's the leading candidate right now, and now you've got basically a gag order on the one thing that so many people are decrying as election interference. Does he go against the grain, Kevin, or does he keep his mouth shut? What do you think he does?
Well, I think he's got to be careful, but he's got a lot of folks in the lifestyle. You've got Meadows, of course, who's moving to say, hey, we need to move this out of there and put it into federal court. You've got a, you've got to remember, Georgia, notwithstanding what happened last election, they've got a Republican state Senate and House and governor, and they have a, there is a state senator who's putting forth articles of impeachment for the guy that is persecuting, or carrying, I should say, persecuting, who's prosecuting Trump in this thing. So there's a lot of things off on the sideline. We don't know where that will go. There's uncharted territory. In fact, with almost all these indictments, there's only one of them that has any history or basis that may go anywhere legitimate and has some evidence that even it may fall. But most of this stuff is uncharted waters, and it's politically driven. And it continues to be. So we got political fighting to fight a political fight.
Indeed, indeed. I wonder if the shoe was on the other foot. If you had a Republican prosecutor going after the leading Democrat candidate for president and doing basically every single thing they're doing about Trump, can you imagine what the media, just the media, would be doing in this case?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a question we've posited for years now, and actually for decades. It even predated Trump. It just heightened with Trump. But that's, of course, we all know what the answer is. That even the left and the leftist media knows the answer to that. They won't say it out loud, but they know the deal, because that's part of the strategy, and that's a part of what they do. It's just become more aware of the folks that otherwise weren't paying attention to it, but we've known it. And America increasingly knows it. And the polling shows it.
Well, that's really true. And just real quick, again, going back to Ukraine, but basically Russia, Putin is now, of course, I think, looking to his fifth term. Is he going to continue? Is there ever going to be any kind of mutiny or something like that that will really take hold in Russia at some point?
Not in the foreseeable future that I can see. I think you got little rousings and all that. Some of it, I think, is wishful thinking on the West. Although there are some folks who are unhappy with that, and they don't like the cost of this war in Ukraine, the invasion of Ukraine. But, he'll serve again. Because it's no longer, voting in Russia has almost become as laughable as voting in China or Korea or any, nation like that. It's just a facade.
All righty, Colonel. We'll be talking to you on Thursday. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Colonel, have yourself a great day, my friend.
You too as well.
All righty. We'll be right back with more and a little sports. Going to have Harrison on sports coming in here. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his alleged Georgia election interference case. He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. President Biden says the people of Maui have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina yesterday, He met with families of victims and thanked first responders. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue, and 114 people have been confirmed killed in the firestorm disaster. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America, Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Remember, this Tuesday, today, I will be at a different Moss, a different Mission Barbecue location for lunch. They're having the grand opening up there in Lutz on State Route 54, east of the parkway, the toll road up there, Suncoast Parkway, and about a mile and a half east of the Veterans Expressway on the left-hand side of the big shopping plaza across the street from where all the condos and apartments are. And you can't miss it, can't miss it, can't miss it. Second traffic light east of State Route 54. Turn right on in there, and you'll see us right there on the corner, and they're going to have a big crowd. It is a grand opening. And, of course, I want to say a special shout-out to our affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hopefully you guys are starting to dry off a little bit today. That's KWDN, KDON, Las Vegas 101.5. That's the talk of Las Vegas, news talk for Las Vegas, part of Odyssey Radio, the Las Vegas group. And we appreciate you guys and gals very much and welcome you to the program. And let's not forget, we've got Harrison on sports right now, and I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to bring Harrison into the mix. Good morning, Mr. Harrison.
Good morning. How you doing?
Tell us all about what's going on in the world of baseball. You're doing baseball, but in like about another, week and a half or so, you'll be doing college football as well and some pro sports.
Oh, absolutely, and you know I'm ready to talk about those Gators.
Yep. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, all right. Let's see what's going on in Major League Baseball. Right now, multiple sources have said that Wander Franco could be moved from the restricted list to administrative leave by Major League Baseball sometime today. The announcement, which was originally reported to be on Monday, is expected to be announced for the Rays game tonight. As this is happening, authorities in the Dominican Republic, Franco's home country, have begun their own investigation into the allegations. Franco has been on the restricted list since August 13th, and his last game was the previous night on August 12th. Meanwhile, in on-the-field news, the Rays play the Rockies tonight to start a six-game homestand. Zach Littell will be on the bump tonight. Both opponents during this homestand for the Rays are in last place, including the Yankees, who are now 4 games below .500 and on an 8-game losing streak. Despite all the ups and downs, and whatever has happened both on and off the field, let's take a look at how the Rays are doing overall. They're still 24 games over .500, second in the American League East, and second in the American League as a whole, despite not being in first place for quite a few weeks now. And yes, they have a better winning percentage than the Rangers at this time, who are currently in first place in the West. And this homestand could help them catch up to the Orioles, who are now 3 games ahead of them for first place in the AL East. It is still very far from being over. The Orioles will start their homestand with a division matchup against the Blue Jays before they also host the Rockies later this week. The Marlins continue to cling to their playoff hopes when they continue their series with the Padres. To get back above the playoff line, they'll have to get past former Ray and Cy Young candidate Blake Snell. There's a little bit of drama that unfolded early in last night's game between the Marlins and the Padres when Fernando Tatis Jr. collided with Marlins catcher Nick Fortes at the plate. Tatis was called out, and the challenge for Fortes blocking the plate, as for the rules going back almost a decade or so where the catcher had to create a lane, was not successful in being challenged. Despite the collision, Fortes was thankfully able to stay in the game. We always like to see that. Let's take a look at the current playoff situation across Major League Baseball. The current division leaders in the American League in order of seeding are the Orioles in the AL East, the Rangers in the West, and the Twins in the Central. As mentioned before, the Rays have continued to be in the playoff hunt. The Astros maintain their spot in the wild card. But since the last update, the Mariners have leapfrogged the Blue Jays into that third wild card spot. And these Mariners teams have just been unreal. They're rattling off yet another winning streak of 7 games. They're now a half game back of Houston and 2 games back of the slumping Rangers for first place in the AL East. The Astros are in their spot after a decisive win over the Red Sox last night, while the Rangers fell in extras to the Diamondbacks. The Red Sox, along with the Blue Jays, are still keeping themselves in the wild card hunt. But outside of that, the rest of the American League is well on their way to watching October baseball from the couch. Over in the National League, it's the same deal for those who are leading their respective divisions. The Braves have all but officially locked up the National League East. They have a 13-game cushion now over the Phillies. And the Dodgers can say the same with their 12-game lead in the NL West. Keep in mind, the Diamondbacks were the NL West leader heading in the All-Star break. This is how fast it got to this point. And then you have the Brewers in first in the NL Central. The Phillies, Cubs, and Giants hold the wild card spots in the National League, but it's still a race. Keep that in mind. There are still 3 teams within 1.5 games of the playoff line. The Reds and the Marlins remain in the race, while the Diamondbacks have started to climb their way back up after a very long stretch. Now, here's an interesting stat that I thought you guys might enjoy as you head into the week. The Oakland A's are already at 90 losses. This puts them on pace for 117 losses on the season. This would tie them for the 1960 Philadelphia Athletics for most in franchise history, the most while in Oakland by far. Their worst was 108 losses back in 1979. And this would be the third most losses ever in a single season in modern Major League Baseball history. The only 2 teams ahead of them are the 2003 Tigers with 119 losses and the infamous 1962 Mets with 120. And this is just with the current pace based on winning percentage. They could still potentially pass both of these teams. And when they reach the 100 loss mark on the year, they will have back-to-back loss, 100 loss season for the first time since their move to Oakland back in 68. They will then have done this in all 3 cities they have called home, the aforementioned Philadelphia and in Kansas City. And who knows? Maybe they'll do this soon in Vegas. But that'll do it for this week's MLB update. We now return to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, hang on a minute, Carrison. Kyle, you got anything to say?
No, I appreciate Harrison's report very, very much. And, yeah, it's turned out to be a very interesting year, especially with where the Yankees seem to be ending up.
Well, the Yankees, I think, are, first of all, we're going to see a new manager, aren't we? Harrison?
Harrison, what do you think?
Hey, perhaps. I mean, look, Yankees fans, they weren't happy with Aaron Boone back when they were in the American League Championship Series. And it seems maybe after this season, they might finally get what they want. Perhaps Brian Cashman, after many years of being the general manager, he might be in trouble too. But for that one, we'll have to see.
Yeah, well, they've had some injuries too. I do know that. But that's what happens when you rely on one or two ball players and away you go. You know, the Rays have had plenty of injuries, but they're still in it.
Yeah, exactly. They have had a very good next man up system. They called up guys like Oliveira Basabe. They've called up Curtis Mead. They've been able to come in, really stepped up, especially in this most recent road trip where they went out and won 4-6 against the Giants and the Angels.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to talking to you around Labor Day when football pretty much kicks off all around the countryside, and we're going to specialize in the Florida teams, the Florida collegiate teams. We'll probably talk a little pro football there, too, and basketball when that comes around, and we'll throw in some baseball scores and kind of close it up on the baseball scene to where we'll be thinking mostly about what goes on right here in our backyard. But that's what we're going to be doing, and that's going to be something that a lot of other people can't do. And I look forward to talking to you again, Harrison. Have a great day.
Thank you. You guys have a great day as well.
Thank you. Okay, Harrison. And Harrison on sports. And the reason I don't say his last name is because I can't pronounce it.
Well, you did a great job. That's for sure. Very informative,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, he is. And, of course, he does stuff at the collegiate level, too. And we'll let him explain that when he comes back in there in another week or two. But he's very good at what he's doing. And I appreciate the fact that he gives us another voice, another area in which we can talk about things that people have said to me, said, hey, man, why don't you talk about this and that? Well, we're doing it. We're doing it. And to George, the Godfather, we look forward to seeing you today up there at Mission Barbecue. And the answer to your question is maybe, maybe. So there's a possibility. All I can tell you is that I can't say yes or no, but maybe on your question there, George, and you know what I'm talking about. And Kyle, you and I are going to finish the show up on a big note here because I'm going to talk about the CEOs in this country and a little bit of stuff that's going on. And I think that maybe, if they kind of wake up, maybe the companies will wake up too. What do you think of that idea?
Very interesting. Yeah, we're coming back soon.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. About 3 minutes from now, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're... And I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
And we encourage all of you listening to support the sponsors to the program and this radio station that you're listening to us on, because after all, this is what makes it go. The people that advertise on the program make the stations and the programs go. Now, this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch today, the Tuesday morning edition, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the absolute best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. Remember, they've been with us since the very beginning. They started out with us to begin with, and they're still with us, and we thank them very much for their support. Now, from installation of parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And for those of you out around the countryside, wherever you're at in the United States of America or beyond, they certainly have parts and they can help you out. If you're looking for something in particular for your blinds, your shades, or your shutters, they can help you out with that too. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, businesses and the way they're run and the CEOs that run them have changed from where they were 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. Fair assumption?
I think so.
Would you say that they're dabbling more in politics, perhaps not from a corporate level, thinking about the corporation, but more about themselves? Would you say that's possible?
Perhaps, absolutely, sure.
Okay, well, I've been to some shareholder meetings around in my day, and there's a video streaming company called Vimeo. Ever heard of them?
Of course.
And they had a video out there about their company statements and the different things that they were up to. And the CEO said that they were in favor of abortion. And she actually said that. She answered the question when it was posed to her, but she didn't really answer the question. She claimed that the statements about abortion were only in the context of health care policies for the employees, but that apparently is not true. Now, this was her own personal opinion. Now, I dug up her original social media post in which she called for abortion a fundamental human right, but also a vital part of building an inclusive and high-functioning society. What do you suppose that meant?
Well, it sounds like her personal preference, and a lot of everybody brings in their own personal political viewpoints and desires and things that they don't like into any position that they occupy, either a private company or public service or what have you.
Well, you would think it's time for the CEOs to separate their personal politics from the companies that are owned by other people. For example, stockholders own the company. They don't. And it's time to be straight with us, all of us, about their political entanglement. And to get serious about the disentanglement and just run the business.
Well, I think that's beginning to be really writ large, right, in the corporate world and the consumer world. Because people are simply saying, okay, I don't want to support this company, I don't want to support that company, or I will support this company because of whatever. And I think you're right. It's getting to the point now where you got to make a good product or provide a good service, but try to leave the politics out of it because people want to, they don't want to have drama for every single thing in their life.
No, they don't, and we'll see what happens. But this is going to be an interesting political year or two coming up here because it's not going to be your average election. I'm afraid that there's going to be a lot of twists and a lot of turns along the way. For example, nobody really knows where Donald Trump's going to be. He's going to be told when they arraign him that he's got to be quiet. He can't be running his mouth about everything and anything pertaining to the case and can't be on social media and this, that, and the other. And I just don't see him being able to do that. Do you?
It's going to be a Herculean effort to either try to restrain Donald Trump from doing that or for Trump himself to do that. But at the very least, he can begin to talk about his record. He can talk about what life was like in the United States just prior to Biden taking over.
That's what I do.
So he's got a lot of material. Yeah, he's got all this material to work with. The indictments help him more in the primaries than they do in the general election. And so Maybe he should pivot and start with the general election.
And very quickly, the Biden administration is now urging all Americans to get their coronavirus booster shot now.
We are hearing this. So what is it called? It's not the C5 or something variant.
Yeah, there's a couple of different variants that are floating around, and we talked about the VA hospital and the fact that COVID was back in a big way there, but that has to do with sterilization and cleanliness. Again, I've been in, and anybody that's been in a VA knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I sure hope that I'm wrong, but it would seem to me the Democrats would love to have a COVID element to the coming election. It would, whether or not they really will get it, who knows?
We've got a caller on the line. Are you ready to take this call?
I think we're ready. Absolutely.
Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Donald Trump, you say whatever you want to say. Okay, these judges are corrupt. This judge should have thrown your case out. Okay, after the election, I was saying Donald Trump won in a landslide. You're trying to tell me that Joe Biden in his basement had more charisma than Barack Obama and had more votes than Barack Obama? You're smoking something. Okay, hey, let me tell Georgia something. You disgraced yourself when you didn't vote for Herschel for senator and this district attorney Kemp. You're a disgrace. If I was governor, I would throw this prosecutor in jail. I'd throw this judge in jail. I'd fire both of them. You're a disgrace in Georgia. You're a disgrace to everything in Fulton. Your Braves suck because your governor sucks. You should throw this district attorney in freaking jail with the judge. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. He won the election in a landslide victory, okay? Let me tell you, woke CEOs, nobody wants to buy your Bud Light. Nobody wants to go to Disney World. Nobody wants to watch your crappy product because you're all transgender. Hey, tell the Pope to wake up. Everyone's leaving the Catholic Church because you haven't come out against murdering babies and you haven't come out against transgender. Stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God, who laid his life down for you and for me and saved this country. And we were born and saved by Jesus Christ. And that's what America's founded on. Blessed be his holy name. Let's get to work and save the country. And it's Donald Trump or nothing.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, well, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, Todd's certainly passionate once again about everything, and it's going to be interesting to see where this does mm-hmm. really lead. Will indictments or convictions, will they make a huge yep. difference? And we'll see. But with the Biden question, that's really going to be paramount. What
okay,
are you going
to
do with Biden?
Well, I look forward to talking to you tonight, my friend. Stay dry. I don't think you need to worry about that anymore today. So stay dry, and I'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Captain. Take care out there.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, today from 11 to 1, I'll be at the grand opening of the brand new Mission Barbecue up there on State Route 54, east of the toll road, Get off at State Route 54, go east about a mile and a half, they'll be on the left-hand side, second traffic light, end of the traffic of the big shopping center that's there, and they're right there on the corner. You'll see them, Mission Barbecue, right there on the corner. And I'll be there from 11 to 1, looking forward to it. A lot of our crowd will be up there. George will be there with me, might have a surprise guest with me, never know. So we'll see, but in the meantime, you have a great day, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure you go ahead and make it a good day. Remember, this show is all about we the people. We run the show. They work for us. We don't work for them. Let's act like it. Let's start doing the things we need to do to bring America together. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.